With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Allies of President Biden trying to block third-party bids that threaten his re-election.
Worried that third-party bids from the centrist group No Labels and Robert Kennedy Jr. could take votes away from Joe Biden, the president's allies are taking action. In some cases, they're launching legal challenges to keep opponents off state ballots. Others are asking donors not to send money to lower-tier candidates. Demand for a third-party presidential candidate has reached record highs amid deep voter dissatisfaction with Joe Biden and likely rival Donald Trump. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, two British warships have collided in a Middle East port.
The two British ships collided in a harbour in Bahrain, causing damage but no injuries, according to the Royal Navy. HMS Chiddingfold appeared to reverse into HMS Bangor as it was at a dock, according to video posted on social media. A rear admiral in the Navy said they're looking into why this happened. The two mine hunters have been based in the Middle East to help protect merchant vessels. The British military last week joined the US in bombing more than a dozen sites used by Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. The Houthis have been targeting cargo vessels and warships in the Red Sea, causing a disruption to global shipping. Karen Chamas, London.
What's next for Spirit Airlines now that it will not be merging with JetBlue?
Some Wall Street analysts are starting to raise the possibility of bankruptcy. Spirit hasn't made a profit since the start of the pandemic, and a number of its planes are grounded because of problems with their Pratt & Whitney engines. Costs are rising, and Spirit's ticket sales haven't recovered from the pandemic as quickly as the airline expected.
Correspondent Jeremy House says analysts believe Spirit will struggle to find another buyer. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom continuing in Finland.
In a case that has attracted international attention, the government is trying to punish a Lutheran bishop and a Christian member of parliament for stating that homosexuality is contrary to the will of God. Two lower courts have unanimously ruled in favor of Bishop Johanna Pohjola and MP Pavi Rasinen. The government is now appealing the case to the Finnish Supreme Court. The two were accused of violating hate speech laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama has begun enforcing a ban on the use of puberty blockers and hormones to help children live as the opposite sex. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granting the state's request to stay a preliminary injunction that had blocked Alabama from enforcing the 2022 law. Attorney General Steve Marshall calls the order a significant victory for our country, for children, and common sense. This is SRN News. Mexican Marines have detained one of the top leaders of the Gulf drug cartel. Here's John Scott.
That cartel had kidnapped four Americans and killed two of them in March 2023. The suspect was arrested in the state of Nuevo León and identified as La Quina. That was the nickname the state previously listed on a wanted poster for José Alberto García Villano in 2022. Tamaulipas state prosecutors had offered a $150,000 reward for his arrest. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street returned to record heights and capped a punishing two-year round trip hit hard by high inflation and worries about a possible recession. S&P 500 rallied 1.2% to surpass its prior all-time high that had been set in 2022. It had dropped as much as 25% at one point. More details at srnnews.com.